flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we went and visited South Center Mall because Santa was in town. And we were holly, and we were jolly.
Yes, we were.
And we got to meet the big man in red ahead of the big Christmas holiday in just a couple of weeks. And we were so lucky to get to score an interview with him.
Well, you know, because his helper, his elf, was not paying attention while we were talking to Santa Claus. And then there was also no children yet waiting in line for Santa. So we're like, Santa, you mind doing an interview with us? And it was awkward because he didn't have his elf to shoot us away.
Oh.
But he did do it. And I don't think any other radio station is as lucky and as fortunate as we are to be able to get us interview with Jolly St. Nick.
The fact that he agreed, considering he's so busy this time of year, I was shocked.
Right. Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
All right, let's go to the North Pole.
We are live at the North Pole.
And I guess you can't play that.
We are live at the North Pole.
We found Santa, you guys.
Santa!
I'm down from the North Pole at South Center.
How's it going?
It's going great today.
How was Black Friday for Santa?
It was not as busy as you might think. The mall was busy, but I was just waiting for the kids to come and sit on my lap.
Well, Santa, as you observe the four of us, we're from the Daily Make Show, looking at each one of us, which one would you say is naughty and which one would you say is nice?
I would say you're all on the nice list.
Even her?
Yes.
Okay, Santa. So
hold on a second. Was that ho 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 meant to be ho ho ho, like I'm a merry Santa Claus, or did he look at Sarah and go ho ho ho?
I think it's the latter, Steve.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. Okay, Santa. So I have a question. I know we're just a couple weeks away from the big day. The reindeer, are they in training? What's happening back at the North Pole?
They're up on the roof right now with the sleigh.
Oh my God, they're just idling.
That's one of the nice things about this job is the parking's on the house.
Oh my God.
Okay, I have a question now. How do you handle children that maybe aren't too excited to sit on Santa's lap?
Well, you just gotta ease into it, you know.
Have you any horror stories?
You know, like getting kicked, yeah, it's happened. But, you know, usually they just, a lot of the parents are very understanding. And, you know, if they might get a screaming, crying picture, or they might just say, you know, we're going to skip the trauma and just...
See, I'm the weird parent. If my kid was crying, I'd be like, that is the Christmas picture.
A lot of parents feel that way.
And my parents kept a picture of me. I wish I could get my hands on it. I'm sitting on Santa's lap. I'm very sad. Santa also looks very sad because you can tell his lap is a little bit darker shade of red.
Oh, no. Don't repeat that with this Santa today.
I promise I won't do that today.
You might edit that part out. No, in all honesty, I've never had a child throw up on me or urinate, or I've never had that happen.
He's not living until he has that happen, I tell you.
A child throw up on me or urinate, or I've never had that happen.
You haven't met Sarah yet.
Okay.
Okay.
She may be the kind of naughty.
Santa, what is your favorite Christmas carol?
Oh, man, there's so many. John Auer from the Posies?
Yes.
did a really good version of All the Way Home, I'll Be Warm, whatever
gosh.
That song is.
Weather outside,
yeah.
Right.
Let It Snow?
Let It Snow.
That's the song.
Yeah.
Found a great version of Let It Snow.
Yes, yeah.
And
he's such a good singer.
So listen to that over and over again. Because he changed it all into these kind of darkish chords to make it kind of moody, and it's amazing.
Santa, what's on your list for Christmas this year?
I want a day off. I am here until 7 o'clock every single night until Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We had a debate on our show the other day, and I want you to settle it for us. Are there 8 reindeers or 9 reindeers every year?
There's 10 reindeer.
What?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph, and Olive.
All of the other reindeer.
That's right.
I thought he was going to say Glisten, the new one from Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call Rudolph names, but, you know, we said, you know, that's being mean. If you want to be on the nice list, you got to be nice to everybody all the time, even when people are mean to you. And that's the real challenge of getting on the nice list.
See, Sarah?
It's never going to happen. I'm just too naughty.
Besides Christmas, what's your favorite holiday?
These are some tough ones. I like Halloween. I will admit, I like Halloween. I like dressing up.
What does Santa dress up as?
I'm usually a skeleton for Halloween.
All right, I think we're ready for our picture.
I think so.
Let's go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I love that guy. Santa's just the best.
And I did find the Christmas song that he was talking about. I didn't realize that we were talking to a hipster Santa.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And this is John Auer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Just like picturing Santa by a fireplace, like a whiskey in his hand. Thinking about all the naughty kids, like Sarah.
Toes tapping.
Way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I will hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold
me tight. Santa really is a hipster. I'm glad you said that.
He's a hipster.
I was like, hearing that, I was like, no. And it's like, no, now listen to the song. He's a hipster.
Oh, total super indie artist by the name of John Auer. Used to be in the band called the Posies.
Oh, yeah.
They used to play all the time around here. Him and Kent Stringfellow. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But the fire.
Okay, Sam.
Well, rockaholics.
I think I might need a whiskey now.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.